You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh Radio program. My name's Bob Arthurs, and I want to thank you for tuning in today. I do want to say thank you to Danny here at WMIE. He bailed me out over the past 2 days in that he found some radio programs. I have been battling not having a voice. I missed church on Sunday. I understand there was a listener from the Refresh Radio program that showed up to church, and I want to apologize for not being able to be there. I've been working diligently to get my voice back, and when I was on my way to run some errands on Tuesday, I was listening to the program that Danny had played, and he played the one about the prodigal son, and played the song at the end when God ran, and that was really great. And I want to thank Danny for all of his hard work getting that together. I do apologize, and we started doing this program in late October of 2013, and it's only the second time that I've had to do an unexpected best of series because of medical situations. One of them, my mother was in intensive care, and the other one was because I literally had no voice. My dad called me when I was starting to deal with this, and he said, "Well, you sound terrible." And I said, "Well, that's an improvement." And so thank you for those who've prayed for me. Hopefully we will be getting stronger and stronger, and we want to thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio program today. I do want to say thank you to the folks at Treasure Your Landscape, Dan and Treasure and their team. They're a licensed and insured family-based business here in Brevard County. They actually function out of Merritt Island. They have Space Coast Nursery, which is at 3880 North Courtney Parkway, north of the Barge Canal on Merritt Island. It's on the east side of the road. They're open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. Their phone number is 321-452-5565. And they have a great selection of plants and trees and things that can make your frost-damaged yard look fresh and vibrant again. But if you have other things that you're looking to improve on so that you can enjoy your yard this coming summer, they have a full array of products. They have artificial turf, which is not the stuff that you buy off a roll at the local store. This is the really high quality artificial turf. They have carefully designed putting greens. They have landscaping services, paver installation. They can install and manage drains and downspouts. They have outdoor landscape lighting, water features. They can repair your landscape. They provide landscaping services all over Brevard County. They can handle everything that is needed, from design to planning to maintenance. Their goal is to transform your outdoor area into a space your family will treasure. Dan and Treasure, their families, they're a real blessing to the body of Christ here in Brevard County. We value their friendship. We value their expertise, their skill, their efficiency. And if you are looking to do a project this summer, Treasure Your Landscape may be just the resource you're looking for. 321-749-1430. 32 can get you in touch with them. I really, really do appreciate them. I first met them when I was having a paver job done at my house, and they were one of the businesses that I called. And he got out of the vehicle and said, I know who you are. I listen to you on the radio. And he's been a friend and supporter of the Refresh Radio program, and just a great, great person. And the greatest thing about their business is they love Jesus and want to honor him in that business. So today I'm going to take you to John chapter 5. John chapter 5. I'm going to read verses 16 through 47. I'll highlight the reason that we are here, because we are talking about the disciples of Jesus are people who love. I apologize in advance if there is any unexpected coughing today. My voice is way better than it was. Also, thanks to my wife for taking care of me, and my daughter, and everybody who's been praying for me. I really appreciate that. John chapter 5, verse number 16. For this reason, the Jews persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him because he had done these things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, "My Father has been working until now, and I have been working." Therefore, the Jews sought all the more to kill him because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then Jesus answered and said to them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even so the Son gives life to whom he will. For the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son, that all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. For he who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. Most assuredly, I say to you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another who bears witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. You have sent to John, and he has borne witness to the truth, yet I do not receive testimony from man, but I say these things that you may be saved. He was the burning and shining lamp, and you were willing for a time to rejoice in his light. But I have a greater witness than John's, for the works which the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I do bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. And the Father himself who sent me has testified to me. You have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his form. But you do not have his word abiding in you, because whom he sent, him you do not believe. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me. But you are not willing to come to me that you may have life. I do not receive honor from men, but I know you, that you do not have the love of God in you. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, him you will receive. How can you believe who receive honor from one another and do not seek the honor that comes from the only God? Do not think that I shall accuse you to the Father. There is one who accuses you, Moses, in whom you trust. For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words? That's John 5:47. In verse number 42, this is going to be the anchor that brought us to this passage. Jesus says, but I know you, that you do not have the love of God in you. So that's going to be the primary focus that we're going to get to. But as you know, I don't just like to pull verses out of context. I like to give you the build-up and the reason of why this conversation. From verse number 19 all the way to verse number 47, all of that is Jesus speaking in an uninterrupted manner. So how did we get to this point? And we got there because there had been a person who was healed at the pool of Bethesda, and Jesus healed him, and he instructed the man to pick up his mat and to go home and to sin no more. Okay? He says, take up your bed and walk. This is in verse 12, but the one who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn, a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said, see, you have been made well. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. A lot of times in our modern society, people like to focus on certain aspects of things that Jesus said, but they kind of neglect how he tells them to proceed from that point forth. And this is one of those cases. People like to focus on the healing, but they kind of minimize the follow-up statement where Jesus says, sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. When God intervenes in our life, we're supposed to move forward as a person grateful for the mercy that God has shown to us. A lot of people, when they are dealing with chronic illness, they can become very bitter. I can assure you that as I was dealing with this bacterial infection that I had, that I wasn't able to do what a lot of other people were able to do. Talking wasn't anything I was going to be able to do. And so I'm thankful that my voice is as good as it is. Hopefully, I've got a very, very busy week this week. And so I'm praying that God will be merciful and my voice will hold up. But I can assure you that if I were privy to whatever it was that caused my sinuses to start being as angry as they were, I would never do that again. I don't know how in the world I came into contact with this. My wife was everywhere I was. We ate the same food. We went to the same locations, and nothing wrong with her, but man, it hit me really, really hard. So if I had information or insight as to what the source of that problem was, I would never want to do that again. We have an evangelist that is going to be with us on June the 7th, and I'd like to encourage you to be here. He loves Jesus. He's seen a number of miracles. He always brings tremendous insight from the Word of God. His name is Bob Fisher, and I believe his wife is going to be with him this time. It'll be the first time we've ever met her. We've known Bob for a long, long time now, probably over 20 years. And he always brings a good word. But one of the things that I remember him saying is that a lot of people come wanting to pray for God to heal them, but after they get healed, people return to doing the same thing that was making them sick before. God wants us to walk in health, not just to walk in healing. So anyway, Jesus heals this guy. He does it on the Sabbath, and that makes people very upset. They were very upset if something good happened to a person on the day that they were supposed to be worshiping God. Now we've kind of flipped that on its head to where people expect good things to happen only on the days that they are in the house worshiping God. But I can tell you that God is God inside the house. He's God outside of the house. He's God on Sunday all the way through Saturday. He never ceases being God. He never ceases having authority over every realm and every dominion. And so I believe that we should come expecting God to do great things. One more thing. Let me interrupt myself here. Two more things. First of all, I'd also like to say thank you to Pastor Harley, who during the month of May has carried a much heavier load of ministry at Merit Assembly of God than what he normally does. He filled in for me a number of times, and so I just want to say thank you to him and honor him, because he has done a great job. He's getting ready to start a new activity in the community, and we're excited about the door that God is opening for him in that area. He's not leaving Merit Assembly of God or anything, but is actually taking the love of God outside the four walls of the church. And so I wanted to say thank you to that. The second thing I would say is this. On Sunday, I wasn't able to be in church, and I watched it online, and you can see the things that happen. You really can. You can hear the songs, and you can hear the announcements, and you can hear the word. But I will tell you that on a personal level, there is no substitute for being in the house of God, in the presence of God, with other believers of like faith. If you do not have a church home, I would like to invite you to Merit Assembly of God. This coming week, we have a fellowship dinner after the service. And we always look forward to those. We have them about once a month or once a quarter, and would like to invite you out to that. In verse number 16, the Jews began to persecute Jesus and sought to kill him because he had done the healing on the Sabbath. And Jesus responded and says, "My Father has been working until now, and I have been working." I would remind you today that the God we serve is not idle. I'm not saying he's not an idol. He's not. He specifically forbids idols, I-D-O-L. But he is also not idol, I-D-L-E. There can be idleness that comes from having your motor running but not going any place. If you're in a car, you can put it in park, you can put it in neutral, the engine runs but your car isn't going any place. And God is constantly watching over us. He's constantly praying for us. Jesus is interceding for you. The Holy Spirit is interceding for you. And I'm thankful for saints that intercede for one another. The body of Christ is not about idleness. It's about working for the glory of God, working to the benefit of God's people. And so if you are facing a serious challenge, I want to remind you today that God is working on your behalf, and he's working in your spiritual best interest. And I would encourage you that we need to be about the Father's business. I hope you're not planning on taking a spiritual hiatus during the summer. I hope that you are looking to grow. When Jesus said, "My Father," instead of what he had traditionally said up until that point in time, "Our Father," all of a sudden, now they were looking to kill him, not just because he had healed on the Sabbath, but because he had said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Now, God the Father, God the Son, that's Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit, they are all one. They manifest in different capacities to us here on earth, but they are one. They operate with the same heart. They operate with the same goal, the same purpose. They do things in the same manner. And the people of that day were absolutely incensed that Jesus was elevated to the position of being equal with God. Now, I will tell you this, that in Philippians, I believe it's Philippians, it talks about that Jesus had emptied himself and he made himself of no reputation. That's because he wasn't trying to cling to just a claim to who he was and the nature that he bore. Because if you are who you say you are, you are able to give anything and it doesn't change who you are. Or your identity, your value, it simply doesn't matter. There are some people that talk about, hey, we should just take all of the money from the rich people. Well, there was a study done one time, and it said if you took all of the money away from the people who were rich and you distributed it evenly amongst everybody on the planet, within a very short period of time, the people who had been poor before would be poor again, and the people who had been rich before would be rich again. Because a lot of times it's not about the resource. Having resources is absolutely essential. But when you have knowledge, you can give that knowledge away and you've lost nothing. When you know God, you can share Jesus with people and you've lost nothing. When you share what God has given you from the Word of God, you have lost nothing. You have actually benefited other people. So I'd like to say thank you. There's a person in our church a little over a year ago, there was a neighbor that had experienced a personal loss, and this person invited them to church. Never really been in church as an adult, was raised in a church when they were a child. Now they were in their latter years of life, and they came, and they were so hungry, and they started coming week after week after week, and the last year of their life they were making tremendous progress in their relationship with God. They said, wow, this is so much different than what I was raised with as a child. And that person who invited that senior citizen to church helped that person change their forever destiny. This last weekend, they went to be with Jesus. And I want to encourage you to be generous with your faith. Be generous with your testimony. Be generous with your invitations, because studies show that most people who give their life to Jesus do so when they are very young. But there are a lot of people who are much closer to the finish line than they are the starting line. And I will tell you that Jesus loves them just as much as he loves a young person. And so I know that society is putting a lot of pressure on Christians to just keep quiet, keep your faith to yourself. And I want you to understand that that is not the way that God wants us to live. He wants us to be a light that changes the darkness, not a light that bends to the darkness. And so it's very, very important. It's not about a statistic. It is about making Jesus known. And when we make Jesus known, Jesus can change people's hearts. He can change their life, and he can change their forever. So I just like to celebrate the good things. We're going to be celebrating that person's life here in the next few days. But I want to encourage you, that doesn't have to be just something someone else does. That can be something that you play a role in. Jesus made a difference in this lame man's life. Let's make a difference in somebody's life here in Brevard County and share the good news that Jesus saves. God bless you. Thank you for your prayers. We'll see you next time here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@Hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Yeah.